This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that U.S. President Joe Biden will withdraw all troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. That is the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America that were coordinated from that country. The decision defies a May 1st deadline for full withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration reached with the Taliban last year. Biden has been hinting for weeks that he was going to let the deadline lapse, and as days went by, became clear that an orderly withdrawal of the remaining 2,500 troops would be difficult and was unlikely. A senior administration official says a drawdown would begin May 1st or by May 1st. Britain has since said that it is following suit. Russia is now taking measures to respond to what it calls threatening military action by NATO, including combat readiness checks and troop exercises. It is said that the NATO was planning to deploy 40,000 troops and 15,000 military units of equipment close to Russian territory. A large unexplained buildup of Russian forces close to Ukraine's eastern border and in Crimea, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014, has escalated tensions in recent weeks. Iran's chief nuclear negotiator says the country has begun 60% uranium enrichment. This comes a day after Tehran accused arch foe Israel of sabotaging a key nuclear site. They made the comment, an announcement shortly before the resumption of talks in Vienna aimed at reviving Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with major powers, an accord Israel fiercely opposed after former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned it 3 years ago. This is VOA News. Now that the U.S. has recommended pausing use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, it is now urging people who have already gotten the shot not to panic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the reports of blood clots associated with the vaccine are really rare. In this case, out of nearly 7 million doses administered in the U.S., the clots were found in 6 women.
Less than 1 in a million.
And found up to 2 weeks after they got the vaccine. If it's been longer than that since you got it, Fauci says you're fine. If you've received it more recently, don't get anxious, but do pay attention to symptoms.
Headache, you have shortness of breath, chest discomfort.
If those and things like abdominal pain or leg swelling show up, get medical treatment right away. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White Minnesota police officer who fatally shot a black man during a traffic stop in Minneapolis suburb has resigned, and so has the city's police chief. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says the city was getting ready to fire Officer Ken Potter when she resigned. Dante Wright was shot in Brooklyn Center Sunday as the Minneapolis area was already on edge amid the trial of police officer and George Floyd's death. The police chief has said that the believe Potter mistakenly grabbed her gun when she was going for her taser. Pope Francis has asked a U.S. bishop to resign after a cover-up investigation. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
A Roman Catholic diocese in Minnesota says Pope Francis asked his bishop to resign after he was investigated by the Vatican for allegedly interfering with past investigations into clergy sexual abuse. Francis accepted the resignation of Bishop Michael Heppner and named a temporary replacement to run the Crookston diocese. Heppner is accused of stating that a priest was fit for ministry despite allegedly knowing the priest had abused a 16-year-old boy in the early 1970s. Heppner is the first bishop known to be investigated by the Vatican under a 2019 law that outlines procedures for preliminary investigations against bishops accused of sex abuse or cover-ups. I'm Walter Ratliff.
President Joe Biden is planning to address a joint session of Congress for the first time April 28th. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi extended the invitation to Biden, asking him to share his vision for addressing the challenges and opportunities of his historic moment. The speech will come as just before Biden's 100th day in office. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.